So appropriate that the stage is cleared here for Tiger. Can he do it again? Well, this would be another great example of why Tiger is Tiger.
Did you guys do your homework from 2 weeks ago?
Yes.
Blake?
Fuck. What homework? Bro, dude, I've been so... what's the homework?
Two weeks, you didn't have 5 minutes to think. You're the best movie villain. You probably have something queued up.
This was something you guys talked about, maybe.
No, this definitely went into our group
chat. Didn't I put it in the group chat?
Yes, I looked at it today.
Oh, God, dude. I'm just never fucking on top.
Top three movie
villains. Going out of order, best movie villain has to be the fucking...
Are we going out of order? This is
your
pick.
Hold on.
It's a snake draft, or what is this?
I think we should do a snake draft.
You want to do snake?
Let's do a snake.
I have my top three.
I feel like we never do a snake.
All right.
Blake, you want to start it off?
Yeah, because I didn't do my homework.
A lot of
I'm going to start it off.
Okay.
I need to take the 101 here. It's got to be in the Batman movie, the fucking Joker. I forget which one it is. The good Batman. The fucking
Heath Ledger.
The Dark Knight. Yes, the bank robbery scene. That Joker villain, fucking awesome.
I think on the list that I was looking up, that thing that's number two. Like the Joker's number two.
Yeah.
Joker's solid. You don't... And maybe this is intentional, but you know nothing about his life before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know nothing about him. No. Or even during the whole movie. Like, he's just this chaotic figure.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know he's, like, mentally unstable and had a terrible life probably before this, or childhood or whatever.
Yeah.
But... And the crazy part is he's not in it for money.
No.
Right? Like, he burns all that money. He doesn't give a fuck. He wants, like, chaos. That's, like, his favorite thing is anarchy. That makes him, like, next level for sure.
Yeah, he's super evil. He did a great job.
He's a lunatic. He's a masochist.
He's everything that you would, like, not want to deal with as, like, a public enforcement figure.
He's unpredictable and chaotic. He's not like
has he no motives like other than just
he doesn't fit the mold of like, you know, they do like profiles on people to be like he's probably a 40-year-old male, does well or whatever.
He
just defies all of that. He's a nut. I would say a little untraditional, but he's just based on how long Batman's been around, it's more normalized.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely breaks the mold as like a traditional, I guess.
Sure.
Because I mean, it comes from comics.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how they can get away with that, I guess. Heath Ledger was great.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Rob, you're number two? Got to cut that out.
All right. Sorry. I'm like looking at my list. I went with Bane.
Whoa.
From Dark Knight Rises.
Batman on Batman.
Yeah.
Batman on Batman on Batman.
That's wild. Bane. Okay, a little lesser known, a little less famous, I guess you'd say.
Yeah.
He was born in the darkness.
Yeah.
What do you like about Bane?
Just very, like very mysterious. Because like he never took his mask off. You never really knew like who he was or like.
Mm-hmm. Again, he was like a mysterious figure. Also, yeah.
He was also about the chaos.
A little more organized.
Yeah.
I love that beginning scene where they take that airplane hostage. Do you remember? Mm-hmm. In the beginning of that part of that movie? Again, I don't really quite understand Bane's motive. I don't understand it either,
yeah.
Maybe because I haven't seen the third one in a long time. I just remember they blow up a football field.
Yeah.
There's like bombs driving around the city. He holds the city hostage, I think. Blake, what do you think about Bane?
I think I've only seen parts of the movie. I haven't seen the movie front to back. I mean, just... I can think about is the dumb fucking mask thing that he wears. The dumb fucking... So just, I don't know. If you look just goofy, it's hard for me to like take you serious.
Can argue the Joker looks hella goofy. It could be easy for the Joker to be a cornball. Let's be honest. In the 60s, he was corny.
Well, his name is cool because it fits the mold. Like, you think of a Joker, you just think of a clown. Like, you think of somebody who's just, like, you know, trying, who's misleading and like, chaotic. Yeah, I think he fits the mold. I think it matches up. Bane is just got a goofy mask and he's jacked, right? He's jacked, right? He's super jacked. Rich. Yeah, he's super jacked. That's the definitely.
Do you know who
that.
Played him?
Who?
Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
Tom Hardy. I don't know who the fuck that is.
You definitely know who that is.
You could, you would see, if you saw his face, you
Mad
know.
Max.
He's a British actor.
Oh.
What's like his most famous role outside of Bane? Yeah, you said Mad Max, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know much
I've
about.
I've definitely seen Mad Max, but it was a long
time
ago.
He was in a
ago.
Fighting movie.
A fighting movie?
Yeah. Where two brothers fought each other.
The Fighter?
I think Fighter, yeah.
Warrior.
Warrior.
Venom?
Yeah, he's Venom.
Oh, really? Shit. Definitely likes the antagonist roles, huh?
The Revenant? He's in Black Hawk Down?
James, how come you didn't pick one? You let me pick... No, you asked me what I thought. Never mind.
I just asked what you thought of Bane.
Who was he in Black Hawk
Down?
Because
you actually picked...
Oh, he was in Inception.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You picked a Batman villain, and then Rob picked a
Batman on Batman.
Directly after you.
Batman on Batman on Batman.
And obviously, you didn't pick Bane.
Sure didn't.
A little less depth as far as a villain.
I think you're going to take my pick. I'm going to be really upset
really?
If you do. Maybe.
I think you'll be surprised. Ready for my pick? I get the 3-4 wraparound.
I feel like I want to... I
feel
do
like some
I
research,
wanna,
man.
I want to write it down because I swear on God that you're going to take my pick right now. Just
my,
just based on
hold on,
what
let him
saying.
Write it down first.
Why? Oh, to see if he gets if I steal his pick. It's not even a question who mine is.
I already know who it is.
No, you don't. Unless you're looking at my list.
Mine's already written down.
Oh wait. By the way, I wanted to clear up when we talked about wine. We're talking about blends. Remember, and I was saying that like I just assume that it's like just the leftovers.
Yeah.
There's a reason they. It's not really. They use blends because certain grapes don't have like all the characteristics that they want. So they blend in other wines that have different characteristics to make one
a
wine.
A profile.
Yeah, okay. Basically like...
Gotcha.
One could just have one really strong flavor. And maybe that's not that desirable by itself. You blend that with another flavor. Now you have like a much more interesting characteristic.
Sure. I gotcha.
And technically most wines are blends, including Champagne and Bordeaux.
Didn't know.
Just wanted to clear that up.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Because I was definitely wrong
educating
about that.
Educating the people.
I am not going to remember that.
You don't have to.
Good.
My number one pick, did you write down who you thought? My number one pick is Hans Landa from Inglourious Basterds.
Okay.
The
not who I wrote.
The nope. Jew Hunter.
He's good.
He's unbelievable.
The bar scene was super sick.
Yeah. He's not in that scene. But yeah, that's
I
a good
he
scene.
Was.
No, I don't think so. The famous scene is him at the dairy farm in the beginning where he's talking to the father of the dairy farm.
Yeah. Isn't that where he first gets introduced? Or?
Yeah, that's the first scene.
Okay.
Anyways, he's absolutely relentless in his search of Jews.
Yeah.
And you can tell just based on the character that it's not even about, it didn't matter like what person he's hunting. He's not even motivated by his hatred for race X or Y. He's motivated by being the best at his job that he could possibly
ever do,
which
it.
Is scary.
Yeah.
That's why he's so alarming. And his ability to, he spoke like five different languages. He blends into like every crowd, every like group of people he's with. He makes everyone feel uneasy.
Yeah.
Because you can tell he's so fucking smart. But in the end, it doesn't work out so well for him. But I think he's the epitome of evil because of his relentlessness.
Yeah.
And you pair that with brains and someone who's that motivated, and he's terrifying.
Scurry. That's a good pick. That's a solid pick. Not on my radar, but yeah, no, that's a great pick.
And again, like... He's not the most evil. He is evil, but he's not like satanic evil.
Yeah.
He's evil because he's selfish based on he just wants to succeed and be the best at it.
Yeah.
That's his motivation. Not money. It's status. It's like, I am the Jew hunter. He's proud to be the Jew hunter. That's fucking nuts. That's my favorite.
Yeah. Good pick.
Oh, and then I get to wrap it around.
You get to double down.
My next pick is going to be Commodus from Gladiator, which is Joaquin Phoenix's character. He's a bitch. He's fucking annoying.
He is. I was about to. That was the only comment I was going to make. Is that guy? He was fucking annoying.
Dude, that's the point. He's supposed to be a piece of shit who strangles his dad because his dad. Spoiler alert, this is a 24-year-old movie.
I haven't seen it yet.
New one's coming out in November, which I'm super excited about.
About his kid?
Oh, this is November. You guys want to go see it with me?
Sure.
I'm dying to see it.
Sure.
It's like my favorite movie. Commodus, he's the son of the emperor. The emperor doesn't want to give him the throne, so he takes it himself. But he's the embodiment of evil. He has it out for... Maximus. He's a bitch. He's fucking annoying.
Because Maximus is everything that he wants.
And that's exactly right.
The emperor wants in his son, but it does not. 100%.
Yeah. Maximus is the true virtuous character Marcus Aurelius would want as like a son. And Joaquin Phoenix is a piece of shit who's the opposite. He's like a spoiled brat.
Yeah.
Who's well trained in fighting, well trained in like the arts, if you will, but not like a virtuous, courageous person.
He's not like respected among his peers
No. He didn't earn the respect the way that Maximus did.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? But he's so hateable.
Very.
That's
hateable.
Why I like him. Mm. That's my number two.
My turn?
Yep.
Oh, it's Shooter McGavin.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. That's such a great pick. I love that pick.
Shooter McGavin?
Yeah.
Tell us about it. Why?
Just how he goes, like, extra lengths to, like, just keep ruining, like, Happy's life. Like, taking his grandma's house. Like, just, like, those, like... I don't know. I feel like that's a lot... to do to someone.
Another movie with a remake coming out in the future.
Yeah.
He's a great antagonist. He's so greasy and unlikable, and he's the opposite of happy, right?
Yeah.
Putts really well.
A traditionalist of the game who fucking despises happy. Everyone likes happy, basically. Yeah. But he represents all the old, you know,
like, I mean,
uptight
like,
golfers.
Like I've said it before, like, that character reminded me of like Rory when like Liv was coming out and he was like, this is bullshit.
That's what
I envision. Like when you rewatch it now, you're like, oh, I get why he doesn't like happy. And then now you see Rory's like response to when Liv first started, like, and everyone was leaving, like, oh, this is like bullshit kind of thing. Like,
I want to get your guys' take. If Rory is Shooter McGavin, who's Happy Gilmore?
Bryson DeChambeau.
It's the guy who's, you have to pick Liv, and the main least traditional golfer would be Bryson DeChambeau. Even though he's like, I don't know, much more neutral than Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
Still respects the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, really, it's just about the driving, because that's what he's known for. But it's also interesting because also Rory bombs it too, but it's just...
Pipe at like 340.
Yeah.
Shit's insane.
They both have like 190 ball speed just like casually.
What are we doing wrong?
We're not golfing enough. That's what we're doing wrong.
We're not professionals.
That'd be a good start. Lessons and practice.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll pick... Again, it comes from a comedy movie. Hmm? Interesting.
Yeah. Well, and my pick to round it all out is also from a comedy movie. And it's the fuck, I don't even know his name, which it's like, I don't know if I should get disqualified or like less points for it, but Austin Powers, the fucking guy that puts lasers on shark's head and does this.
Dr. Evil?
Dr. Evil? Yeah. Dr. Evil is absolutely.
He's the funniest, for sure.
He is my guy.
And he's really.
For $1 billion. He just has great lines. He's just hilarious, and I don't know. Love that.
He's the comical embodiment of like stereotypical 007 villains, you know?
Yeah.
To the extreme where he's a character, like a comic book character.
Yeah.
Who's fucking hilarious. And it's Mike Myers also, by the way. Isn't it also Mike Myers?
I don't fucking know.
Pretty sure he plays both that character, too. Plus, he's got a mini-me. It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. I think between... So, I got the serious villain. I got the funny villain. Considering I did no research, very happy with my two picks. I think
we're going back around.
Oh, we're doing another one?
Yeah.
Oh, see, he's not prepared either. No, I think we're wrapping it, James. It's 2-1 here. You're vetoed,
so
bro.
So, he played both.
This was my plan. I said... Top three movie villains. I've only given two. How many have you given?
Two.
If you read the text message, you would know.
Fuck.
Yeah, I think he played both.
Pretty sure he played, and he played Fat Bastard.
I believe that one.
And Goldmember. He played like all the main funny characters.
Yeah. So like Austin Powers, Dr. Evil, Goldmember, and Fat Bastard.
Yeah.
I still can get over Beyonce was in that.
She's looking fine. Yeah.
Foxy Goldmember. Cleopatra.
Yeah, she's hot. Blake, aren't you wrapping it around?
Yeah, I'm definitely wrapping it around very, very shortly as I think of a third movie villain. It's going to come to me any minute now.
We got a serious one with the Joker. Kind of serious. Dr. Evil.
Mm-hmm.
Satirical villain.
I don't know. The only guy that comes to mind is I don't even know. I'm sure there's better ones, but the guy that comes to mind is the guy in Casino Royale who they play poker with, and then like he tortures Bond and he does like the fucking the ball sack hitting thing. Yeah,
puts him in that chair and ties him down and hits him with the rope.
Yeah,
and he has that scar on his eye that bleeds whenever he's bluffing or whatever. Yeah, that one's good because that's the reboot of 007.
Yeah.
And he's the first villain. Again, I don't know his fucking name. I don't know his motives. I don't even remember what his goal is in that movie. I couldn't tell you.
I forget.
But yeah, he ties him to a chair.
I feel like Casino Royale was like actually like the best Bond.
I liked it.
Like, I loved that
movie. I like the poker parts, honestly. The poker's sick.
The poker part is sick.
And he's driving his Aston Martin and it like flips over. It looks sick.
He always had the coolest cars.
Usually all Astons or Jags. Yeah.
There was I got recommended on YouTube a Wired video. And it was they had a poker professional. His name is Fader Holds. I don't know. I follow poker, so I knew who he was, but they I didn't see the video, but like the first clip is like, it's like the Casino Royale poker scene, and they had him like evaluate what was happening and like if it was like real or like what's like silly about it or like how it breaks down.
Well, of course, in movies they always have like royal flushes, you know, like crazy hands.
Yeah,
in real life it's less common, but that was crazy high stakes. What were you gonna say?
No, and then also because you know how like one of our favorite poker clips is like the World Series of Poker, the guy makes a royal flush and the guy has quad aces and they both go all in. It happened on a poker stream recently where a guy made a royal flush at the same time the guy had a full house with aces and tens. And it was mayhem.
That guy thinks he's got the nuts and he shoves, and then the other guy calls right away.
I think they both went, I think they both shoved, and it was just, it was crazy.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that. When you flip those cards over, imagine seeing a royal flush.
Yeah, the thing was the guy made a royal after the turn, and then all of the announcers, they can obviously see each other like the hands or whatever. Yeah. And they're like, oh man. It's even funnier because it's like, like they know the other guy's gonna win the hand with the royal, but it's like how he's played it, he's like kind of like he's checking a lot in small bets, like his hand is super disguised, and the other guy has two pair.
Well, if you shove right away, no one's gonna fall for it.
Yeah, the other guy has two pair, and then the announcers are like, oh man, like please don't have a 10 come on the river, and then a 10 comes on the river, and they're like, oh my god, he's gonna lose everything. Like he's gonna lose.
He doesn't know he's walking right into a trap.
Yeah, he thinks he's got the fucking nuts, bro.
Yeah,
And meanwhile, the guy with the rural obviously has no idea, but it's like, yeah, as soon as that happens, it's like, yeah.
Well, the other guy, it doesn't matter what. Doesn't, yeah. If you have a royal flush, it doesn't matter what the other guy has.
Yeah, but it's, I mean, still, it's like, based on how they play in the hand, it's like, you know, you want to, like, try and get max value, and it's like, he doesn't know, but then, yeah, once the guy shoves, he's like, oh, fuck yeah, like.
Well, that's what I mean, is like, at that point, it's all about acting, and not scaring anybody off.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter what the other person has, but to think, like, you have a full house, and you're like, well, the only thing that could beat me right now, you like, you're looking at all the cards, is like, maybe like a royal flush, but who the fuck is going to have a royal flush?
Yeah.
So you start getting all cocky and throwing chips. Love it.
Yeah, I mean, there's literally only two cards that he could be holding that would beat you, so it's like,
what are the chances?
Yeah. Poker's a crazy game. I love poker.
Rob?
Since we haven't gone down this route, I'm going to go Ghostface, Scream.
Okay.
We haven't done horror films.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen Scream, honestly.
They're pretty good.
I've only seen the spoofs, Scary Movie.
Scary.
Which movie. I like.
What's up?
I love Scary Movie.
Yeah, those are cool. I haven't seen one in a long time.
What about him? What do you like about him?
Just like watching like the movie, like you never, you're my whole thing while I'm watching is like, all right, who is it? Who could it be? Like, which friend in the group is like killing everyone? Like, it's just like a complete guessing game, and then you're usually always wrong.
I never got the Scooby-Doo characters. Like, they were so predictable, you think you'd get it. I never got it.
Yeah.
Interesting pick.
Well, I would have said the Joker, but someone took that.
The Joker?
That was on my list.
I'm going to take Monsieur Candy
from
Django Unchained. He's a piece of shit.
Big Scorsese guy over
obviously,
here.
That's Tarantino.
Big Both Tarantino, Tarantino guy.
Those are great villains.
Yeah, no, those are...
Leonardo DiCaprio, slave owner. Treats them like shit in front of Django. So Django has to like bite his tongue while he's disrespecting his wife, right? Trying to play it cool, trying to play the long game of like trying to take his wife out of there. Yeah. Candy's just, he's like the epitome of what I imagine a slave owner would be. You know what I mean? Just like wealthy, shitty as fuck, just treats people like dog shit. And he does a really good job.
Dude, when he
and obviously Leonardo DiCaprio, like
when he had them fight to the death.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
And he's like, "All right, go put him out of his misery," and he hands him like the hammer. I was like, "God damn, that's crazy."
Yeah. Yeah, he's evil.
Could you have anyone else play that role?
Maybe Christian Bale.
Would have been good.
Or Owen Wilson.
Or Vince Vaughn.
Wow.
Wedding Crash.
Wow. I got some honorable mentions.
Matthew McConaughey would have been during that scene. All right.
My honorable mentions are Hannibal Lecter.
That's a good one.
It's a fucking nutcase.
Solid.
Infamously only has, I think, like 14 minutes of screen time in that whole movie.
Does he really?
Meanwhile, just drives the entire movie, yeah. Crazy. Can't really exist in real life, at least what I've seen based on like psychological evaluations of him. He's like too perfect of a villain. He has no flaws, you know?
Mm.
Besides, he's hungry for people or whatever. And then my other pick was Anton Chigurh. Have you guys ever seen... There Will Be Blood. Or sorry, not There Will Be Blood. No Country for Old Men.
I don't remember.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, that's a good movie. Really good movie.
It's the guy that has the cattle prod. The air gun that goes around.
Yeah.
The guy who's hired by the Mexican mafia to go like find the money.
Yeah.
He has no emotion. Just strictly business when it comes to killing people. He's a fucking nut.
Yeah.
And he scares the shit out of that guy at the gas station when he's like, flip for it. He's like, I got to know what we're flipping for. sir. Your life. Everything leads up to this point right now. It's a good scene. I think you'd like it, Rob.
Yeah.
Guy finds some money, mafia money, goes on the run.
Okay, okay.
This guy's hired to go find him.
No Country for Old Men.
It's a good one.
You know, this was a good movie, Sicario.
Yeah, I like that movie.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen both of them?
Haven't seen the second one.
The second one's pretty good.
I think I've seen both of them. I feel like I'm not very good at remembering character names, but I feel like I've seen all these movies. I just don't remember them very well.
I want to add Globo Gym Purple Cobras.
Oh, mm-hmm. Fuck yeah.
He's awesome.
He's an awesome villain.
I can't think of his name. Obviously, Ben Stiller. Fuck, I wish I knew his name.
Michelle's the black dude, right?
My Michel. Fitness consigliere, yeah. Michelle. Yeah.
Michelle.
He's great in that movie.
We're Globo Gym, and we're better
Isn't
than you.
Isn't he married to the...
Peter LaFleur, huh?
He's married to the blonde chick, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going down, LaFleur.
I fucking love that movie.
Patches Houlihan.
ESPN ain't the Ocho.
White, oh, yeah, ESPN the Ocho.
White Goodman is what it looks like.
White Goodman.
That's right.
Patches O'Houlihan. Patches
O'Houlihan. Great name.
The 5 D's of dodgeball.
Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and
dodge. Dodge. Such and he a throws good movie. The fucking toolbox.
Or the wrench. He throws a wrench.
You can dodge a wrench. You can dodge a ball.
Love that movie.
Yeah.
If I go comedy, that's my comedy.
I might watch Happy Gilmore tonight. I haven't seen that movie in so long.
I've probably seen that movie 40 times.
40
Such
times?
Such a good movie.
Yeah.
Probably haven't
Still
seen it more times.
Still can't get over Homegirl's Modern Family's mom.
Yeah. Ben Stiller's in that too.
Yeah.
Your back's kind of
They
hurt.
Say that they're all like connected. Like all his characters are somehow connected.
Well, Sandler has his own universe. Yeah. Characters that come and go.
Yeah, because in one of Sandler's movies... Ben Stiller's character in Happy Gilmore pops up for like a little cameo. I forgot the name of the which show what movie it was, but it's not like a good big movie.
Just there's some stinkers out there.
It's just one of like the throwaways that they had.
Some Netflix throwaway.
Netflix Dookie shoes.
No other honorable mentions, you guys?
Nah.
No.
No.
Okay. Who's got the next segment?
I got the next story.
All right, go ahead. Let's hear it.
You know who's a total dumbass, and I'll tell you why. I guess you guys can probably figure out I'm the dumbass. So,
no.
This past weekend, I was involved in Andy's wedding. And I'm just minding my business on a Friday morning. I get a call at 9:15-ish.
Where are you?
He's like, what's up, brother? And I'm like, nothing much, man. Just chilling, like, just working. And he's like, oh, where are you at? And I go, come again? And he's like, the rehearsal. And I was like, oh, the rehearsal. I forgot to show up to Andy's rehearsal. That was at 9 a.m.
9 a.m. Okay.
And what time did he call you?
Like 9:15 or some other. Yeah. Ugh. So apparently, I overlooked a text message in the group chat.
Definitely done that before.
Definitely done that before. Forgot to put it in the calendar. He did obviously tell me, and I just didn't write it down. And to your point, it's like the rehearsal wasn't at night; it was at the morning because they had the venue had a wedding that night. So So that's why they had to do the rehearsal really early, but. My dumbass, you know what my dumbass responded with? I was like, oh, like, yeah, I'll just like cruise down tomorrow or whatever. Like, it's all good. And he's like, I would really like it if you were actually down here and like, you know, could try and you know, hang out with us. And I was like, took a second and I was like, I think that would be in my best interest to not be a shit friend.
I think you're right.
I think you're right. Yeah. So
good point.
Good point. So, immediately drove down to fucking San Marcos and then just hung out and did all that shit. But, yeah, that was a very fun way to start my Friday.
That's funny.
just reminds me of how much of a doofus I am.
How was the wedding? Like, overall, how was the speeches?
Speeches were good. Vibes were high. I would say overall, the dad did a really good speech. He basically, so Andy's dad gave this whole speech about how they were vacationing in New York, and Andy was like wearing this like yellow rain jacket, and they gave him like a electric scooter, and Andy was just like a dummy, and he just like starts scootering around, and then all of a sudden, like, you know, 5-10 minutes goes by, and they're like, where the hell did Andy go? Like, and so then they all start worrying because they're like, oh my God, like, you know, this is New York City, my kid's fucking missing. So they went up to a police officer and they talked to the police officer, and he's like, oh, like, have you seen a kid in a yellow jacket? And he was like, oh yeah, like, I think I saw him go that way. Like, and so Andy, being the smart kid that he was, he went to go check the family in at the restaurant that they were going to dine at. And so so they went to the restaurant and he was there waiting. He's like, and then they get there and they're all worried. But then Andy's like, I checked us in, you guys. Like,
that's funny.
And basically we were all like wondering, like, oh, like, how is he going to tie this to, you know, what's the point of the story? And then eventually he basically said that, like, you know, Andy's always had really good instincts and guidance, and, you know, he did a really good job in picking out like such a wonderful person to, you know, get married to. So
nice.
That was a solid speech. Then, yeah, lots of booze.
Open bar?
Open bar. Ooh. We bought cigars that we didn't even touch because everyone was... I saw... Oh, my God. The best part was Jeff Austin got fucking absolutely hammered.
Oh, yeah?
I've never seen him that drunk before.
Did he give out his credit card number?
No, he did not. No, he just... And he's like... Because I've never seen him drunk before, because everyone kind of has like a personality when they're drunk. And his personality is just very like funny, go happy. Like, he's just smiling the whole time. Like, he's just a goofy guy.
Yeah.
And he was like, Blake, like, I really, really need to come up with a text message to my girlfriend, because he just started dating this chick and he's like, wants to write something. And then I'm like, oh, just like tell her that, you know, you're thinking about her and that, you know, you hope that she's having a good night and that everything's great over here. and then he goes, Jeff goes like, wait, hold on. And then he goes, okay. And he gets out his phone. He's like, all right, start from the beginning. And he like makes me recite every word of what I said.
That's funny.
To send to his girlfriend. I was like, dude, Jeff. I was like, Jeff, it's not a big deal. Like, just, he's like, no. Like, I need your help on this one. Cause he's like, I'm too drunk right now. I don't know what to say.
That's funny. All right. So I found my segment.
Yes.
On an app. So I don't need those fucking cards anymore.
Oh, hell yeah. Let's fucking go, buddy.
So it's a different... This is the actual, like, topic that I wanted to get, but they didn't have it. It's, what would you do? All right? Would you tell your neighbors that their teenager had a wild party?
No.
So wait, say the question again?
Would you tell your neighbors that their teenager... had a wild party?
No.
Yeah, no, you can't do that.
No.
Would I tell them? No. If they came over and they were like, did my son throw a party? I'd cover for about 2 seconds, but I'd know if I was them, I'd want to know. Like, if shit got fucked up,
yeah,
it's kind of obvious, though.
Well, like, I'm always...
My point is, I'm not going to be like, hey, he had a party.
Yeah.
I would never do that.
I am not a narc, but I'm also not a liar. So if you come up and ask me, then I'm just going to tell you, like...
Well, I'll be like, oh, man, maybe I heard something last week.
Like, yeah, there's some music playing or, like, whatever. Just be, like, as vague as possible.
I'm not
like,
going to be a fucking rat. That's so lame. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Your son had a party last night. That's so trash.
You know, the party lasted until about 10:03, so he's 3 minutes past HOA guidelines. So.
Yeah, I had to call it in. Like, if you're like that, fuck you.
It's going to be a violation, okay?
No, I wouldn't.
I couldn't do it.
No.
It's not really my business to tell. Unless they're fucking my shit up, that's a different story.
That's true. Yeah, unless the party goers are coming to your house or in your property... like causing
an
issue.
That's a very different story.
Like, Like, they're knocking on your front door or, like, in your back. Like, then you can be like, all right, dude, like, I'll fuck, at least go tell the kid.
Fuck these naysayers.
I would text my neighbor and be like, yo, people are coming over my house. Like, that's not chill.
Yeah.
Do something about it.
Or, like, go over there and then.
Yeah. I mean, the rule always is invite your neighbors to your party. That way they can't call on you. You invite them over.
All right.
They'd rather have a good time at your place rather than being pissed off that it's loud at their place.
Facts.
It's a polite thing to do also.
Have you ever parked in a handicapped spot without a permit?
Yes.
No, I don't think so.
I've definitely done that.
And gotten out and, like, gone to do stuff?
To the ATM.
I feel like you can only do it That's if really... you know for an absolute fact that this will be so fucking quick and you absolutely have no other option that's, like, reasonable. Most of the time, there's almost always an alternative.
Yeah.
Because it's a fat fine if you get caught.
You're better off pulling off your car, like, on the fucking side, like, next to the sidewalk and running in. But, again, I would just know how dumb I'd feel if I come out and someone's, like, waiting for me to leave.
And you just, that's when you come out and you're like, ooh.
I'd feel worse if I
did. You'd be able to get away with it, James.
Who let this retard try?
Yeah, you'd be able to get away with it for sure.
They'd be like, why is he driving?
It's a Tesla. It drives itself.
Nah, I don't park in handicapped spots. I don't have that, like, sense of entitlement of, like, I can park here. I don't have that.
You know what's way more common? Seeing fucking people that definitely are not handicapped in any way, shape, or form just have a placard because they fucking have a grandma or somebody who
I'm pretty sure that's like their friend is like a doctor or like,
yeah, there's always some bullshit. Like somebody's got a fucking placard. It's like, yeah, and it's like, see the dude with jewelry and shit coming. It's like, dude, go fuck yourself. Like, that's just wrong.
Yeah.
You never know what someone has.
It's true, yeah. But no, I've only done it like, yeah, like if I need to like run into like the ATM or like drop something off and like I'm leaving right away. But I'm not like parking there for like an extended amount of time.
So wait, Rob, a question. Have you done this more than once?
I don't know if I want to answer that.
Damn.
So yes?
Probably.
Yeah, I think I've legitimately only done it one time, and even afterwards, I was like, probably shouldn't have done that. Like, I should not be doing that. Like, I had immediate remorse, because you have to, like, because, like I said, what always runs through my head, it's funny, because James thinks of the guilt of, like, oh, if legitimately somebody needed that parking spot, but what always runs through my head is, like a fucking cop just rolls through and just sees you walking out and getting in that car and they don't see your placard. It's literally like a 1K fine. And you'd feel so fucking dumb if you got a 1K ticket like that. Plus the lecture, plus the, you know, all of that garbage. That would be a bad time.
I don't think about that because before that is the guilt. So yes, that comes after, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
The guilt would already not allow me to park there.
Yeah.
If that was gone, then yeah, the cost of getting caught.
I don't think I would do it now. I don't think that I would be ever... I would for sure not put myself in a circumstance where that would be like an option I would consider, if that makes sense.
There's almost no scenario in which I need to go do something that quickly that I can't just go find a parking spot. Yeah.
I also just think that there's just overall like just like less traffic, less cars on the road since like working from home has become a thing.
Yeah.
Like the malls and like the, you know, plazas, they just aren't as busy as they used to be. But like, I feel like back when we were kids, like, dude, plazas were always slammed all the time. But now it's not like that. People fucking buy shit on Amazon. They're running less errands and there's just like more parking in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I noticed that I drive less as like the years have gone on.
Sure, there's still a fuck ton of traffic every morning.
A fuck ton of traffic coming here.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, traffic maybe more, but maybe not at shopping malls. There are less people parked there. But like commuting, it feels like it's back to fucking normal.
Well, yeah. I mean, commuting is definitely different though, because there's still people that commute. But it's like once you're like in suburban utopia, then it's not busy. It's less busy is what I'm trying to say.
I feel like the side streets in like Irvine are more busy
Yeah, dude.
It's just because Irvine's so big. There's so many fucking people.
There's so many people here.
So many people in Irvine.
A fuck ton of people.
Just a lot of people.
Jamboree's a fucking shit show.
Jamboree is...
unreal.
Yeah. Jamboree's crazy.
What the fuck? Like...
it's a shit show at the fuck factory.
I mean, it is a main street. Like, it
Jeffrey,
runs...
Jeffrey, Culver...
Jeffrey, Culver, Jamboree are definitely...
Sand Canyon's fucked.
Sand Canyon, yeah.
Sand Canyon is, like, not designed for the flow that it has.
No. No, it is not. At all.
There's one exit lane, and it blocks the 241.
Yeah.
Like... yeah. Not designed for that at all.
No, it is not.
And the Spectrum has a weird exit too, you know, where it like...
it really does.
It's a really weird exit.
Yeah.
That a lot of people fuck up and they like, oh, they have to get over the last second. And then there's the ramp up to the... to get off at Lake Forest. The only way to get off is to go up that giant ramp. You know what I mean?
And get off like your bacon. Like,
can that's we, the only way to get off there.
Can we just take a moment to see like... to think of how... perfectly placed the Irvine Spectrum is logistically sandwiched in between two of the biggest fucking freeways.
Have you ever thought about, okay, our 5 in the 405 compared to like LA's 5 in the 405?
What did we say again?
Like, have you ever thought about that? Like, where the 5 in the 405 connect in LA compared to like our area? Like, the difference between like the two areas?
The difference between them, how though? Just like,
I don't know, just like, it's crazy to I just think it's crazy to think about.
That's really fucking dumb. In Texas, there's 35. So, right, it means it runs north-south. I-35, Interstate 35. But when you come to Dallas, 35 branches off around it into two different roads. So there's 35 west and 35 east, but they're also north.
That is very silly.
It's I-35, which runs north and south, but it splits around
so they
the
just,
city.
They just call it 35 east and 35 west.
So instead of
but
leaving,
you're still going north.
Yeah, yeah, or south. But instead of leaving one and calling that 35, and then just like calling this one 36 or something, you know,
yeah, they don't call it the fucking 38 or some shit.
I don't know. It's really weird because it's 35 north.
It
but
would
it's,
be like 5 west and 5. East,
if, but you're going north or
but
south.
But we're on the 405, so it's like...
no, it should have a different name is what it should have.
It should.
So
oh,
ridiculous.
You said east?
You said west.
Dude, when I drove in Texas, I got so lost. I didn't know where the on-ramp was, where the off-ramp was. I'm like, where
it's
the
different,
fuck
bro.
The highways there are fucking weird or what?
Yeah.
Just a little different than here. Plus, people also drive like maniacs out there, dude. They drive
but then,
fast.
Like, you leave, like, the city areas, and you're, like, more, like... and like secluded areas, and you like the highways just like open up, and you're like, this is where all like the chases happen.
There's like, also like train tracks and shit though, yeah, that you have to stop like, for. There's the a bunch of trains in Texas. So yeah, 35 cuts off to 35 west and 35 east. 35 west goes through Fort Worth, 35 east goes through Dallas.
I mean, even Arizona has weird, it's like the 202 or the 101 loops. They call it loops because it like loops through Phoenix.
If you look at most big cities, there's usually a loop around it. Yeah. Of like, and a loop can't have one name, if that makes sense. Like, it goes in four different directions.
They don't ever really connect. I think they don't connect. They like, I don't know.
You guys have both been to Austin, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes.
Would you go again?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've gone twice.
You've gone twice?
I would go.
Recommend.
Yeah, Tay-Sauce. I've always been interested in Texas. I spent a lot of time in Florida, and I just feel like Texas is similar but different.
I think you like Austin. It's trendy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go to her in like college football season.
It'd be fun to go to a game. I don't know if they're any good anymore.
Well, Texas is really good right now.
Really?
Still.
TCU?
I think they lost one game, but they're still definitely like a top. Oh. They're like a top team.
Texas?
Right now. Yeah. And especially now that...
is that the SEC or a Big 12?
I think they just recently switched to the SEC or something
they
like
are
that.
SEC?
Yeah.
So Southeastern?
I think they did.
SEC's always been like the monstrous.
Yeah. It's because there's been some consolidation in college football in that aspect. But no, I mean... Texas is really good right now. They were like one or two, and then they lost a game. So now they're like whatever. Something.
Because isn't SEC also like Bama and Clemson or Auburn? Well,
Clemson is ACC still, but SEC is Florida. Like it's Ole Miss, it's Texas A&M, it's Texas, it's Georgia, Alabama, North Carolina. Like even though like I don't know, even the teams that are like not good in the like SEC, they're still like really good football teams.
I mean, it was always as a kid, it was the Pac-12 out here. That's what we mostly watched.
Like Oregon, SC, UCLA, shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Never been to college.
Oh no, but the one comment I wanted to make now is that because now they've changed the format and the playoffs, so now that there's like 16 teams that make the playoffs. So, yeah, I guess what I'm trying to say is that I think Texas is going to make the playoffs for sure, just based on...
Well, you said they have one loss?
I think they have one loss.
That's pretty good.
Like, yeah. And they've already played some top teams already, so...
What were you going to say, Rob?
Never been to a college football game.
Me either.
Or NFL.
Oh.
Saddleback doesn't count.
Saddleback doesn't count.
I've been to an SDSU game. I would love to go to like Bama or some some crazy Southern school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of my family in Florida, they go to FSU games sometimes.
That'd be fun.
I think I've been to an SC game once.
Yeah. Who'd they play?
Don't remember. I think it might have been UCLA because I remember it was at the end of the year. So, yeah. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. It depends on the stadium though, because dude, some of these college football stadiums, they're just slamming as many fucking people as they can in there. So it can be so fucking annoying to like leave your seat, get a beer, come back to your seat. It takes forever, bro. Think of the Forum, like just how poorly designed it is.
I still can't get over that they held sporting events in there.
Crazy.
The Lakers?
Yes.
For a really long time?
Crazy.
Magic, Kareem. Now,
seeing the old stadiums compared to like now what the new stadiums are and how much they can house it. Even now going to the Forum for concerts, it's like, the place is fucking small.
It's tiny.
It is just master planned so much better. Like,
yeah, no, we have engineers that actually like think now, so I think that would probably be the big difference.
They care about like flow in and out rather than just like, and there's a lot more psychology to it now, like, you know, getting people to buy food and whatnot.
Yeah.
That they're used to not keep track of. It's like, get as many asses into as many seats as we can possibly get.
Yeah.
And who gives a fuck if the game's over, if they can get out in a somewhat easy manner.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Game's over.
See ya.
Pretty much.
Into a dome.
I'm sure that place is super cool.
It looks
crazy. I hope it's futuristic.
On TV, it looks crazy.
I haven't been to SoFi either. I think it would be fun to go to a Rams game.
I have not done SoFi. SoFi would be the first place I'd want to go on my list for sure. Just
looks sick.
Yeah, I mean, it's so futuristic and well-designed and, yeah. I mean, what, the Rams are like, what, 4-4?
I don't know.
I think they're 4-4. Wouldn't be a bad time to go. I think their division's kind of ass too, because I don't think San Francisco's playing all that well, and I don't think the Seahawks are playing that well, and I think that who's the other team in their the Cardinals. Yeah, the Cardinals aren't doing that well either. I think their division's fucking cheeks.
Did the Chiefs win on Monday night?
Sure did.
So they're 8-0?
8-0.
Unfucking believable.
Yeah. Yeah, the difference with the Chiefs this year is that they actually have a good defense. So that's like a problem. It's a problem.
Now they're like a more well-rounded threat.
Yeah.
Did they go back to back?
They had appearances, I believe, but I think they won. Didn't they win when one?
Win one, lost one, won one.
I don't know if they had three.
I think
you should look it up.
I think they went back to back. I think you're right.
Are they doing a three-peat?
Man, they're just so lucky because like Patrick Mahomes hasn't had any like bad injuries that have like really affected.
He almost got injured on Monday.
Oh yeah,
that
that's
made
right.
Sweating.
Yeah, but he hasn't like had any major injuries, and like he's so good that he elevates everyone around him. So they don't even have like super insane skill talent players. They just fucking pick guys off the street, essentially, and he makes everyone better.
They won the last two.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I feel like if they win, if you win three, your team should automatically just like get dispersed and you have to go do something else.
Oh, they get
three Super Bowls in a row?
Yeah,
like, it happens naturally, man. Contracts expire.
Well,
no team can last forever.
But then, well, I feel like if that was like,
well, I think the Patriots won back to back, and then on their third run was their undefeated season, and then they lost to the Giants. I think that's what's happened.
Not Eli.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because then they were throwing out the D word, dynasty. Because it's like,
dude,
yeah,
the early 2000s, man, they were fucking disgusting.
They were so good at football. It's crazy.
Is Belichick supposed to come back? Is that just a rumor?
Yeah. No, I mean, he's always on the Pat McAfee show, and Pat McAfee always presses him about where he's going to fucking coach at. But he's like always like so mum about it. But I don't know. I mean,
Did the Jets have a coach, though?
The Jets are going to have an opening. The Saints are going to have an opening.
Shit, I might apply. I play Madden.
What are you going
to... I fucking suck at Madden.
You going to clean the cups?
I don't know.
The jock straps.
You're going to clean jock straps.
I mean,
what's... Rob's given this look where he's like, oh, this doesn't sound half bad to me.
What are they paying? Spit shine the knee pads.
Smell check.
Cup check.
Oh, this must have been Debo's.
Disgusting.
Oh, no.
Blake, you have trivia for us?
I do. I do have trivia for us tonight. So,
whoa.
Considering that tonight was pizza night, we were having some goated pizza.
Italy.
From Italy, precisely.
I thought you were going to say, where's pizza from?
Probably not Italy.
So your question for today is, what is the oldest pizza chain? And it's multiple choice, so I'm going to give you the choices. Choice A is going to be Papa John's. Choice B is going to be Domino's. Choice Domino's. C is going to be Little Caesars, and choice D is going to be Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut.
Well, you got to remember that no one out pizzas the Hut.
It's funny because I've actually watched an episode on Pizza Hut versus Domino's on Food That Built America.
I think Little Caesars is out.
Little Caesars and Papa John's is not it. It's between the two biggest pizza joints.
All right, well, do you remember which one came first?
You remember? I think it's Domino's, actually.
Okay. I don't really have a good guess. Domino's.
Yeah, we're going with Domino's.
Lock it in.
Ooh, we should have went with the original answer, dude. It was Pizza Hut, dude. It's only by 1 year, but Pizza Hut was like the first established pizza chain. 1958.
Yeah. It's not that long ago. Domino's
got bought out. I think it got sold and then bought by someone else. It was someone's name.
Well, it used to be called Dominick's.
Yeah, Dominick's, and then someone bought it into Domino's. That's right. I remember the episode now.
It's so interesting because I did have Pizza Hut within this year, and it was not nearly as good as I remembered it being as a kid. And like, if I were to like have like entry level, like whatever chain pizza,
Dom's,
it would for sure be Domino's, because they dumb. I don't know what they did, but they changed, like, it's actually like a salt, like whatever, like the portion I feel like is kind of small, like the slices are small,
quality's gone way up,
but like the quality is like way better.
It's all sandy.
I will say, I love Pizza Hut.
Whoa.
Well, the CineSticks are elite. That's just got to be
there's
said.
Something about Pizza icing? Hut that I like.
The diarrhea?
No.
It's your favorite.
I did have Domino's a week ago, and we didn't get the normal sandy crust. It was like Pizza Hut crust, and I really enjoyed it.
Oh, because you can request it without like the cornmeal or something?
Something, I don't know. Maria ordered it.
Maybe just a different style of crust.
But it was a different style of pizza or crust. It was really good.
Oh, I'd have to try that. Because that is kind of annoying because it's like so much cornmeal on the bottom and it gets everywhere.
I think it's garlic powder.
No, I think with crust, it's definitely cornmeal.
But you can ask for that, like to have none of that on there.
Give me that extra sand.
Well, I don't mind the taste. It just fucking gets everywhere.
No, I've had Domino's where it's like pizza tastes like shit. Like that. It's like either old cheese. It's something weird that was like really bad.
I have not experienced that.
I don't care for Domino's. I prefer pizza.
Something about just the pepperoni sausage like from Domino's. I'm like, fucking.
I think it's just like decent.
It's better priced.
I think, yeah, if we're talking like value and not dog shit. Sure. Like,
dude, the six, Domino's. What is it, $7 for a medium?
Yeah.
And then you can get another one for $7. That's when you get something else.
You get Hawaiian.
No, dude, you get a dessert.
I get a Hawaiian and then you dip that fucking garlic butter. It hits.
Oh, man.
Get you some G butter.
It's just absolute.
No, I do their mango habanero like dipping sauce.
I'm too bougie with pizza now. It's like it's either got to be Prince Street or Sergeant Pepperoni's. Just like, I don't know. I just can't.
Solid.
It's like, I don't get me wrong. Like, I don't discriminate against any pizza. Like, I'm willing to have any pizza. Like, take and bakes, whether DiGiorno, fucking.
Dude, hand toss DiGiorno.
I mean, just. Dude, I am not a
blind pizza test? Pizza taste test?
I feel like if we see it, we know what it is, but.
No, yeah. Like, actually blind.
Yeah,
like,
it would have to be.
You'd have to, like.
On a fork.
Blindfold like, me. Give me. I want to.
One's
going to
be all sandy.
I
want to. Like, all right.
Yeah.
This one came from the beach, so it's Domino's.
Yeah. A blind taste test.
Just have to get, like, three different pepperoni pizzas.
Like, you just rank them. I feel like you have to do cheese. Sure. I feel like you have to do cheese. I feel like
that's the foundation.
If you do any toppings, and it's like cheating. It's like
I never order cheese pizza. To be fair,
well,
that's why we should do pepperonis. Because are you more likely to order cheese or pepperoni?
Well, like now that I'm an adult, pepperoni.
You ordered cheese pizza as a kid?
Oh fuck yeah, that was my go-to.
Damn, bro.
Just cheese pizza was my jam.
I would rather take hella basic. The pepperonis off and have a better tasting cheese pizza.
I love that.
Does it make the cheese pizza taste better by taking
the pepperoni?
It tastes
like meat.
Yeah, it's got like the oil from the pepperoni.
But you don't
want to
eat the pepperoni.
I don't like. No, I do. I don't like cheese pizza. Yeah, but if I had to eat a cheese pizza, I'd rather take the pepperoni.
Wait,
off.
You said you don't like cheese pizza?
I'm not a fan of cheese.
I'm not ordering that shit. I'm not paying fucking $7 for fucking cheese.
I don't like cheese.
Hell no. If I'm ordering it, it's gonna have some motherfucking meat
toppings.
On it.
Pause. On Diddy.
I mean, I think Sergeant Pepperoni's is great. I don't like Sergeant Pep. I love anything. Man, you know what I would still really am really craving is like a good jalapeno type pizza. Like an elite underrated combo is basically like the spicy Hawaiian, but with a you do a white sauce instead of marinara. Oh my god, it's so fucking
sounds
good.
Pretty good. The trick is you go to Whataburger and you get the jalapeno ranch.
And throw
and you dip
everything
your pizza.
You ordered just in the trash.
Fuck.
I'm just saying the ranch.
I still can't get over.
So good.
All right. If you ever make it out to Texas or anywhere there's a Whataburger, please eat from there.
Oh, no problem.
So mid.
People compare that shit to In-N-Out and it pisses me off.
Well, I'm actually
people that have had In-N-Out don't compare it to that.
Do you random question?
That's very true.
Do you know if there's gonna be a Whataburger in the the Texas airport? I think I'm flying through San Antonio.
There's most likely gonna
there's one at DFW. 100%. I've been there.
Really? I'm gonna check because I'm actually I think my connect. I have a I'm
what's
flying.
Your airline? American?
Where are you going?
Going to Mexico.
Oh, that's right.
But oh man. Where is it?
If it's in Texas, there's probably going to be a Whataburger there, dude. They're fucking everywhere.
I had to make some business
cards.
Why
are they not? Why are they not anywhere else?
No, I'm just saying they're super. I think they're in the South in
they're,
general.
Yeah, they're
but they're
everywhere.
Super popular in Texas.
They're not good. It's not. It's like
it's fine. It's better than McDonald's. It tastes more real than McDonald's.
Yeah, it's like a budget Jack in the Box.
I think it's better than Jack in the Box.
Actually, let's.
Low-key Jack in the Box is trash.
It is trash.
It's low-key ass.
The past few times
I'm
we've
flying
gone,
into DFW.
Like,
you are?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a Whataburger there.
There
huh?
is a Whataburger
100%.
There. So then, yeah,
I've eaten
I'll
there.
Absolutely. And yeah, my connecting flight, I mean, so my flight lands there at like 10:20. So.
DFW's a fucking
how
nightmare,
long,
by the way.
Which, how long is your
flight? Oh, wait,
over?
No, I'm lying. It's at 9:10 a.m.
I don't care about that.
There.
What's your layover?
How long? It's only going to be like an hour.
Yeah, you're missing your connection. If it's, yeah.
So yeah, I'll set a reminder to try and.
If you gotta eat it, go take a shit and get off your plane.
I'm like, this is my homework for the pod, babe. Yeah. I gotta get it. What's the move there? It's just like a burger, but then get the jalapeno ranch. Or you said, wait, did you say something about pizza there?
He said you get jalapeno ranch and then eat it on the pizza.
You were talking about jalapeno on pizza.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, if you just get like a Hawaiian and you dip it in a jalapeno ranch, that's fucking hidden.
Oh, okay.
Satisfies both.
Gotcha.
I get the...
Is this your Whataburger menu?
Yeah, I get the... Honey barbecue chicken strip sandwich. It's really fucking good.
Whoa.
It's fried chicken strips with like pepper jack cheese barbecue sauce on like toast kind of bread.
Really maybe good. I need to see an adventure out on their menu, but
Fuck do you get, dude? The dick sandwich?
No, you play it safe. You get a burger, and if it's not good, you don't go back.
Wow. You could not be more wrong.
I got a chicken sandwich last time.
I'm literally going to look up their menu right now. I need to see this.
You need to get the honey barbecue.
I've gone twice.
And you need to get a Dr. Pepper shake because that shit fucking sucks.
What a burger menu.
Have you guys gone to like Ruby's and as a kid or like use like the gumball machine and you get the red one, you get like a free Ruper float?
Oh shit, that sounds nice.
I definitely did that at the outlets a while back. I got my milkshake and then or the float. Definitely threw it away.
Why?
I don't like Ruper floats.
That's lunacy.
You don't like root beer floats?
Yeah.
Bro, I never get them, but man, that is absolutely elite dessert. It's so
a cold
good.
Take that you said that, I'll be honest.
Well, I thought of you when I had it in my hand, I tried, and like none of the kids wanted it. Marie doesn't like root beer, so I was like, hey, it's a trash can right there. I'm just going to toss it.
Okay, so they got the Whataburger, the double meat Whataburger, the triple meat Whataburger, the jalapeno cheese, bacon and cheese, avocado bacon. They got the sweet and spicy bacon. They got the it's the double meat Whataburger Jr.
We can't sit here and read out the entire menu our listeners. Would you want to listen to an entire menu? Get you the honey barbecue chicken strip sandwich.
Is it the southern? I don't know. Maybe this isn't even. No.
Rob would like this shit.
Well, next time I'm over there, I'll get it.
Oh, that doesn't look good. Yeah, it's fucking dank.
The dankies? I mean, I'm just gonna get like a double meat cheese. Because I don't know. It's like anytime you get bacon from a place like that, it's always like that crummy little fucking...
It's like rubbery.
Like, yeah. Just
Carl's Jr. has like the worst fucking bacon, dude.
Oh, it's just terrible.
You don't get the Western Bacon Cheeseburger?
I love a Western Bacon Cheeseburger. It's terrible bacon. Fucking trash. Jersey Mike's has gray bacon.
Sure do.
Holy shit. For like
that
fast
is
food
the
bacon?
Best bacon.
It's and they pile it up throughout the day, too. It's just this pile of just bacon.
They got great bacon there. Dude, cooked to perfection.
I love
James
some
is
bacon.
The biggest Jersey Mike's meat writer that I've ever met.
That's not true.
You absolutely are.
I love
you
Jersey
put Danny
Mike's.
DeVito to shame, honestly. I mean, he really do.
Yeah, he's a bacon guy.
Dude. I'm just saying they got good bacon. We were trashing bacon for fast food, and I'm like, well, the only one place I can think of that has great bacon.
They do.
It's Jersey.
I can
motherfucking
confirm.
Mike's.
I think it's like authentic bacon. None of that fake shit.
That they cook it to exactly where I would want it to be cooked, which is like slightly crispy.
Yeah.
Watch, it's like pre-cooked microwave.
I don't care what it is. It tastes real.
Cooked. Yeah, anywhere else like Subway, Denny's, IHOP has ass bacon.
Cheeks.
It's really not that good.
How much bacon do you guys think you can eat?
Oh, man. I mean, I'm sure I could eat a lot, but I just don't really feel like having the diarrhea afterwards. Like, that's really the problem.
I do feel like having the diarrhea. I don't eat that much.
I eat
much
it for
bacon.
The diarrhea.
Yeah.
I can probably go through, like, a pound or two.
I was about to say, like, if you gave me, like your whatever pack of bacon from the store, I could crush that whole pack
in one sitting.
I'm
crushing at least two.
It shrinks, like, so much when you cook it. Like,
yeah.
I'm crushing two, maybe three.
Yeah, for sure.
Pounds?
Packs, like whatever that is. Pound, sure. Hmm.
I heard there's a technique to microwave it where it comes out pretty good.
Microwave bacon is pretty good.
I used to microwave bacon, raw. But now yeah. I don't know. If I'm going
to
have...
It's also a mess to cook bacon.
Well, that's why you put it on paper towels and shit.
No, like while you're cooking it, there's fucking grease and shit flying everywhere.
Yeah, of course.
So then your stove gets all dirty.
Yeah.
Everything is dirty. The floor somehow.
Don't cook it shirtless or whatever.
I've definitely tried. Ah, fuck. I'm hit. Let me go put a shirt on
man
real quick.
Down, man down.
And your stomach's just sizzling on the counter. Ah, fuck.
All right, let's wrap it.
All right.
Let's do it.
Episode 78.
Damn.
Damn.
We moving along.
We are only 22 more episodes to the big triple digits. Let's go, boys. This has been an episode of the Bumper Run Boys podcast. This is Blake Ross.
Your boy Rob.
And Goose.
See ya.
Peace.
Brr, brr.